Jake, you're back.
Shut your face. I came back for the music.
Computer.
Hello, how is it going? It's me, Ewan. I'm back. Been gone for a little while. You're listening to the I Love You Hour on CITR 101.9, located on the traditional, ancestral, and stolen lands of the Hulkamenim-speaking Musqueam people, broadcasting by radio all the way out to the lands of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh, and broadcasting on CITR.ca to whatever stolen lands you may be on. As I said before, I'm back. This show has been out for a little while. There was some dates where we had the 24-hour broadcast, and then as well, one of the shows in April didn't happen, but we're back. It's officially the summer for me. I've just graduated from my university degree, so kind of on the summer break, but gives me more time to share music with all of you listeners and to chat more and to hear more stories. I have some friends that are coming in a little bit. My friend of the show, Kabir, maybe some other people, I'm not sure. But yeah, we're just going to play some really good music and enjoy ourselves. I'm going to share some new stuff. Going to up the CanCon a little bit. I realize I have not been playing a lot of Canadian music, so we're going to try to play some more local artists. But yeah, let's just get started. Hope you're all doing well. If you would like to call in or share a song, there's lots of ways to do it. You can call in to the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. Call on, chit-chat, share a little song. You can play it on air, chat some stories, or you can also send stories, songs at Instagram at ILUVU Hour on Instagram. Like, yeah, I Love You Hour. Feel free to, you know, we'd love to share. If you don't want to share this episode, you can always share next episode. I love to find new music, discuss, maybe there's a song we both share. But yeah, so we have some pretty fun tracks. Kind of when I was looking at tracks today, because I've kind of gotten out of that finals thing. As far as new music, I'm a little bit short, but I've got some kind of old classics I've kind of pulled out, kind of looked through stuff that I've been listening to for a while. But also there's some new stuff. So we're going to hear The Freezer Isle from Joe Parra Talks With You, the show. It's from the it's the soundtrack from the show, which is made by the Holland Patton Public Library. And next you're going to hear Ecumeno Polyntia by Bartizan Chill, off of their EP from 2022, local artist. And then you're going to hear Burst by Reserve. Kabir has just entered the studio, so we're going to listen to these, and we'll be right back on CITR 101.9. Enjoy. Hello, you're listening to CITR 11.9 on the I Love You Hour. And guess who we got in the studio? It's Kabir.
Hi, guys.
Bro, Kabir's back.
Oh, Kabir, thank you for having me.
Kabir, you're my regular. You and my other friend Yaya, who I don't know if you met.
No, I don't think I've met Yaya.
You two have come on.
Is Yaya the person with the big hair?
No. No, she's got very short hair.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
She's really nice. You'll meet her sometime.
Mm. Thanks she's for having like, me. Yeah. It's always lovely to be here.
No, I'm glad you're here. It's sometimes fun doing it alone, but at the same time it's like when it's this quiet, you know?
Bro.
It's nice to have some meaning, cuz like also like I don't know, like I don't know how many more, like I want to keep doing this show. But I'll be away in Japan, and that'll be 2 months, and then I want to try and stay in Vancouver, and, you know, it's like all these things where it's like I want to make sure that I get every episode counts.
Oh, wait, are you not going to continue this when you're, I guess there's no way to continue it,
right? I could make a list, and then, like, I could do it in Audacity, because that's how I made the first show.
Wait, what's Audacity?
Oh, like it's the like editing.
I see.
Because all you have to do is get all the tracks and then record your voice in between that. And I could do that. I thought about doing that. Some people on this radio do like pre-recorded everything and they just send it to the producer. But I don't know. I still might do that. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah.
That's like still a bridge to cross.
Bro, Japan trip sounds amazing.
Yeah, I'll be in Japan.
Yeah. Are you learning the language?
No, but I should be.
Yeah, you should.
I should know enough to get by, because I've heard it's very there's like a lot to learn.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like three different letter systems. Oh, yeah. And
is this the first time you're going to a place where like no one speaks English or understands? Or I guess like majority of people don't.
I mean, I've been to Paris once when I was a kid.
Okay.
But everyone like in Paris is like they'll just immediately speak English to you.
Yeah.
They won't speak French to you.
Yeah.
And I was very young and I wasn't really paying attention. But
is it the first time to the East?
Yeah, I guess like quote unquote I've been to like America, Canada, UK.
Okay.
You know, those are all the places. I've been extensively in all of them.
Okay.
But I've never really gone out. Yeah.
Bro.
Like a place where I don't speak the language or
very different culture, food.
Yeah, I mean, I think that'll be interesting, the language thing, because it's like, I don't know what I'll do. Like, of course, some people, like everyone speaks a little bit of English and everyone speaks like a little bit of each other's language. But it's like if I'm in a place where I'm around a bunch of strangers or I need to meet people or make friends, I've never done that across language barriers.
Bro, you already have like.
So I wonder.
Like
how that works.
Like an amazing sense of like fascination with culture and like people, especially with music and food and tea. You know.
Yeah.
And I feel that a lot of these experiences you've had from Vancouver.
Yeah.
Like you'd find a tea shop, like Chinese tea shop in Vancouver, or you'd find a Japanese food like a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know. Or, but it's gonna be like a completely different experience.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know, I want to see like how much of that fascination you bring to the trip. You know.
Yeah.
Because I really like that about you. Like I think that's amazing.
Nice.
But the
nice.
I want to see like how that unfolds in Japan. You know.
I think it'll be very, very interesting. I think like I want to make sure I take a lot of photos. One thing that I was reflecting on was in our first year, I took so many photos and I just have not been taking, like I took photos of everything, you know,
yeah.
And I can look back on it and be like, wow, that we did that. So taking more photos, I think, is maybe one thing I want to do.
Journaling,
recording.
Yeah.
The experience as you're having it. In a journal is like really good to read back on, because you forget the thoughts and emotions.
Oh yeah,
you kind of feel like memory doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, because memory, you're like remembering a memory, and it gets kind of foggier.
It gets shaped differently.
Yeah. So, but I think it'll be really fun. And also, like being with friends as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like At some point, I do want to solo travel.
Yeah.
I think that would be like a crazy experience.
You mean within this trip or like maybe sometime in the future?
Sometime in the future.
Okay.
I don't want to leave my friends, I don't think. But I think it'd be very interesting to solo travel somewhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And see how that goes.
Do you know where you'd want to go?
To solo travel? That's hard. I think China would be one place.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of another place that I've wanted to solo travel a while. I want to solo travel, but I have friends in Brazil. I kind of want to go to Brazil as well. But even America, I think solo traveling America would be really cool.
Like a road trip?
I've always wanted to do a road trip, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My dad, when he graduated, he did the full road trip. He went from New York to like kind of around this area. He went to Twin Peaks in Washington.
Nice.
He was like hitchhiking.
Wow.
Him and his buddy, they drove all across.
Oh, they hitchhike.
Well, they drove all across, but eventually the guy who had the car, like, he lives in Oregon or Washington, so he had to drop him off. So then my dad had to hitchhike to get to, like, his next spot to, like, meet my mom, which was pretty crazy
as
well.
What a story.
Yeah.
Bro.
That's, like, that would be amazing. You need that. Some road tripping. So I think that would be really fun, kind of solo. But hitchhiking is something I've never done either. Would you do hitchhiking?
I think I have done it.
You have? Oh,
yeah,
wait.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For instance, last time I went Salt Spring Island. What is it called? Salt Spring Island?
Yeah.
We hitchhiked there.
Mm.
Yeah. There's like a 2-hour hike to the camp ground, but like we hitchhiked back. Bro, on our hitchhike back, the guy just put us beside a lake, and it was amazing. It was like the first time I was at a lake with like a dock in the middle of the lake.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Okay, anyways, dude, we're like yapping.
That sounds good. That's okay.
For like a while.
Yeah. In case you're wondering, the tracks we played a little while ago, you heard "The Freezer Isle" by Holland Patent Library from Joe Pear Talks With You. You heard "Bartizan Chill," "Ecumenopolitana," "Paltana." I don't know. It's like a... Wait, you try pronouncing it.
Yeah,
it's this one right here.
Which one? Ecumenopolitana.
Whoa, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. Your pronunciation's crazy. Thanks. And Burst by Reserve. I love Reserve. This is from the Burst EP. I really like the cover for it. I'll show you, Kabir.
Wait, it's these the... Oh, damn.
I think that's a cool cover.
Yeah, yeah. That looks really good.
Are
these the Canadian songs?
A couple of them are. This Bartizan Chill one. And this next one's Canadian, from Vancouver as well. This one's Nasim by Monoloquious, Sagiaha, and Mikubat. And then you're also going to hear No Puedo Olvidarte Cumbia Rosa by Amantes del Futuro and Spanglish.
Sorry, bro. This is so entertaining.
No, it is. It is.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh. I had a friend who made an amazing song. Like, we played it on a different show. And I think I remember posting on my story. But it was in Swedish. And sometimes my Swedish pronunciation was good. But for some reason, that one, I just completely flopped it.
Bro, give it a shot one more time.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Pull it up.
The Twinks.
The track is called Tiden Ilhild Ilhild. Tiden Ilhild. Like, I cannot. I'm so messy with it.
Dude, when you said you were going to start a radio show, like, one of my first thoughts was like, I want to see this guy try to pronounce songs from different places of the world.
Yeah. I'm trying, but it keeps...
No, really good.
It's so crazy. And then lastly, you're going to hear Moody Man, Don't You Want My Love. Yeah, all three of them are great. Monoloquious, just found him today from Vancouver. Seems to be like a producer guy. And then, you're just going to hear all three. And then we're going to play some tracks that Kabir's loaded up after those. Cool. First, you're going to hear some ads, and then you're going to start doing music. So we'll catch you later. Bye.
Bye.
beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town, but don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
Picture this. You're walking into your local record store and start skimming the many records until you find an album that you recognize. You pick out the album, check the track list, and maybe only recognize a couple songs. Now you have to listen to the whole album, right? Well, why not do it together? On Discali, every show runs you through an entire album and breaks down key parts and songs that make up an album's aesthetic, art, and story. I'm your host, Oliver, and join me every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in talking about all things music. Want to discover more albums, artists, record pressings, and concerts? I got you. That's every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., so tune in to Discali to discover different discographies and add to the musical discourse.
شاگیرو خیالت را در سحر از بستر و سحر از بستر و بوی گلای نسیمی جذبونه آن کاکو دایو مرا خوشتر زبوی سنبو
Hey, how's it going? You're listening to CITR 101.9, the I Love You Hour. You just heard three tracks. You heard Nassim by Monoloquacious, Sagia, and Mikubat. No Puedo Olvidarte, Cumbia Rosa by Amantes del Futuro and Spanglish. And then Don't You Want My Love by Moody Man. Pretty good.
Very cool. I like Nassim a lot.
Yes, I like it
that
too.
That actually threw me off. If anyone knows what language that is, like, wait, are you connected to people in any way?
Connected with this?
Like, can people contact you in this in the show? Like,
yeah, yeah. If you know what language that is, call in to the station at 604-822-2487. Let us know if you know what language that was.
Okay.
That's I've been trying to push the phone call because people can call in and then we can talk to them live on the air. Because I want people to call in and ask for a song.
Okay.
But that has actually it's happened a couple times.
Yeah.
But
it has happened
a couple
like
times.
Like strangers.
Well, I've had mostly friends call in, but I think I remember one stranger called in.
Okay.
But mostly one time someone called in, I don't think it was this show, it was maybe a different one, but someone was calling in from Surrey trying to do like an industrial order. They got like the wrong number and we were like, "Hey, you're listening to them." And they were like, I'd like to get blank, blank, blank. I'm from Surrey. I don't know.
Oh,
it was a little awkward. But no, usually when people call in, it's really, really nice. I mean, a lot of call-ins have been on more like morning shows, I think. But who knows? Maybe someone on the language. Honestly, that song reminds me of, do you know the band Sigur Rós? Have you ever heard of them?
No.
You might have heard of them. They're in a lot of soundtracks. Oh, wait. Have you ever seen that movie Beautiful Boy with Steve Carell? It's like that their music is a lot in those movies.
Okay.
They have the one that's like, well, I'll play it for you later. But
okay.
It reminds me, like, the way that Nassim's song sounds reminds me a lot of that. But
damn.
Bro, we're going to play some of your songs.
Okay, I actually quite recently went to see Spank Williams.
Yes.
At the Hollywood Theater and... crazy guy, crazy show, insane energy. I never thought. I've been kind of like thinking about him for a while now.
He's
like
been on your mind?
He's been on my mind because I have not seen someone perform like that in live.
Okay.
Like he was wasted, bro.
Yes.
He was completely wasted.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Completely wasted on stage, and it was a free show too. Because it was his last event before he moves to Montreal.
Yeah.
Apparently, he works at Hollywood Theater. Is that... I'm not sure about that. Apparently. At some point, he might have mentioned that, or I might have misheard, but it seemed to me that he works at Hollywood Theater, and now he's doing a show, and he's moving to Montreal. And after I went back home, I saw a bunch of his videos, and guess where one of his videos was shot in? Like, the whole video was shot... inside Fringe.
Oh,
it was so cool to
cool.
see that.
Yeah,
it was like all black and white. The video looks amazing. But yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I think the name Spank Williams is like a play on Hank Williams.
Yeah, that you makes know, sense.
That
Hank Williams is really good.
Yeah.
And Spank Williams, I'm excited to hear him. I don't think I've ever. It's weird. I feel like I've heard the name before, but I don't think.
I thought I heard the name, but yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Shout out to Spank Williams.
Okay, we're gonna play a song called "I'm Not a Cowboy, I'm a Coward."
Yep,
that's what it's called. Yeah, and then after you're gonna hear another country song to kind of fit the theme, called "Black Bush" by 16 Horsepower, which I really like. They're American country band, very like dark country, I don't know. It's got this sort of manic energy. It's really good. And then after that, we're also going to hear Chronobin with "So We Won't Forget."
Okay. I really like that song.
Yeah.
We've been playing that a lot in our house.
In the house.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Bro, I think I need to... One of the things I keep hearing at the house that I need to listen to more of is Groundation.
Oh,
those
yes.
guys are amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my God, bro.
I really like that.
Maybe we should actually play a reggae playlist one day.
Yes, like you on here or
here somewhere, wherever. Honestly.
Yeah, bro, let's do it. That's amazing. I have some reggae songs that I've been wanting to bust out. So.
Okay,
you're gonna hear Spank Williams, 16 Horsepower, and Chronobin on CITR 101.9. Oh, before that, you might hear a couple ads. So enjoy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dear friends, allies, and advocates, between August 2022 and October 2023, the Drug User Liberation Front's Compassion Club and Fulfillment Center, DULF, CCNFC, made history. As the first initiative of its kind, they offered a groundbreaking approach amidst an escalating overdose crisis in Vancouver's downtown east side. DULF has proved that a regulated drug supply isn't just a concept, it's a solution. What's at stake? DULF co-founders Aris Nix and Jeremy Calicum are facing criminal charges under Section 5 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act for the compassionate and life-saving work of providing a regulated, predictable drug supply to some of the people most at risk from the toxic drug supply. They are now engaged in a legal battle to defend harm reduction, challenge outdated drug laws, and demand justice for those disproportionately affected by the toxic drug crisis. In order to pay for legal costs, they must raise $350,000 by October 1st, and they need your help.
You can donate directly now through e-transfer to drugusereliberationfront@gmail.com. For more information and alternative ways to support, visit dulf.ca, D-U-L-F.ca.
Woke up yesterday, called a name, seems she forgot mine too. Turned in bed and saw a face, the face of someone new. Oh, won't you please kiss me? Reassurance of love. Can't help feeling this way. Oh, won't you please? Oh, won't you please? Say you love me as you do, and I'll shed a tear. Say that I love you, and I'm no creator of gold glass towers. No, I'm not a cowboy.
Down to those you know, and your flame.
Hello, we are back on CITR 101.9. You're listening to the last 5 minutes of the I Love You Hour. You just heard three tracks. You heard I'm Not a Cowboy, I'm a Coward by Spank Williams. Very nice. Black Bush by 16 Horsepower. And So We Won't Forget by Karanabin.
Thanks for having me, Yuen. This was a great session.
Bro, always. Come always.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Happy to be back.
Yeah.
Let's do this again.
Things are relaxing. They're chill.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. No, I really enjoyed this. And listener, I hope wherever you are, how your night's going, how your week will go, that you have a good time. It's been a pleasure sharing some more music. We'll have some more music in the next 2 weeks. And maybe other times, listen to Lethal Refresh. I'll be on there every Monday at 12. And then every other week, just past, there's Spit in Your Ear, which is Music Collective. And who knows what other shows I may be on. But you're going to hear one more track that I've been listening to a lot lately that I've been really wanting to show Kabir, called Cry on the Dance Floor by an artist by the name of Bickle from his new album, Gut Feeling. So we're going to hear that right now, and we're going to say goodbye to you, dear listener, and hope that you have a great your day. Thank you so much
Bye. For
listening to the I Love
Thanks
You Hour.
Thanks for having me. Bye. Bye.
You'll never make me cry on the dance floor. Baby, that's just not what it's there for. Never make me cry on the dance floor. So baby, therefore we're over. I'm bugging it out, no more hugging it out. I'm finally out the way on you, baby. Thugging it out, no more hugging it out. Standing it out, don't you forget it, babe. And I would've had your children, but Elvis has left the building. Thought that this was the real thing. I guess not. Now let's see what you got. You'll never make me cry on the dance floor. Baby, that's just not what it's there for. You'll never make me cry on the dance floor. Baby, therefore we're over. I'm bugging it out. No more hugging it out. I'm finally out the way on you, baby. I'm thugging it out. No more hugging it out. Don't forget it, babe. I crumble. Don't you forget it, babe.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver's home of rock and roll, apparently.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jack Campbell, and I'm a composer, violinist, and a sound artist. I host a radio show on CITR 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam Indigenous Nation on Thursday mornings at 10 a.m.